Yes.
Whom I've heard
there
of.
There were two Potters. The elder one was Mr. William Potter. He was the blacksmith, and he worked in the forge, which is next door to the sawmill. And in that forge, we made horseshoes. We shod the horses. There were two big shire horses. And we made gates. We made the ironwork for the wagons that the wheelwright made. And we repaired the iron wire fences all around the paddocks. And also the ironwork for the windows in the house. And latches. And any metal work which was required on the estate was done in the forge. Now, in addition to that, the estate had their own waterworks. There was a deep well in Weald Road and a reservoir in White Hart Wood, and that supplied water to the whole of Knowle, to the estate, and to several private houses along in Fort Common and houses in Knowle Paddock. So, as well as doing metal work in the forge, I went out to various places, and Knowle sold water to the private houses, so they had water meters to be read. There was a pumping station, as I said, at Weald Road, which was operated by two gas engines, and we had to look after those. And my first job in the mornings at 7 o'clock was to go up to the pumping station and start up the pumps to pump the water up into the reservoir.
It sounds a very full life.
It was a wonderful life. I had a very wide experience because Mr. William Potter, the elder, was a very experienced blacksmith. He'd been a blacksmith all his life. He taught me the smithing trade. And the son had grown up with his brother who went to America as the engineer. And he was experienced in engineering, in water working, pipe work, latches and things like that. So I had a wonderful experience. And I was happy at Knowle. It was a happy atmosphere. There were lots of people there. It was almost a little self-contained town. And there were carpenters, wheelwrights, painters. There was the steward, Mr. Stubbs, the head carpenter, Mr. Jeffrey, and in the house, of course, there was the butler, Mr. Boone, and the housekeeper,
Mrs. Jeffrey.
Good morning.
And we often had to visit the house and do various jobs inside the house, and that was where I met my wife, who worked in kitchens.